The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
And here we are on a wonderful Sunday. The sun is shining. It's not exactly beach weather, but it is a gorgeous
warmer
day.
Warmer than yesterday. Warm.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about yesterday. First of all, this is Al Breslov sitting alongside Frank Mecha, and you're listening to Around the Town in our new time slot, which we love being right after Out Chicago. You go right in Breslov.
Yeah.
So, right in Chicago. So here's the thing. Our phone number here is 773-763-9278. If you go to Facebook, www.facebook.com/WCPT, you can see our smiling faces. And if you do that and you see my cap and you can call and tell me what my cap says, then you'll win a gift card to go there. So I'm giving you a clue that we're going to talk about this place today. Yesterday was a day that our granddaughter was playing softball. Three games in Roselle. Okay, outside, just not inside softball. So I bundled up, and I was out there for several hours.
Yeah.
Okay, I get home, and our heat isn't working. Nothing is working. And I got to tell you, I thank God for Eric York. I call York Thermal Solutions, 773-693-2900. Write this one down, Frank. 48 minutes later, I had heat.
48?
Now, he happened to have been in Northfield. Oh. He was at my house in like 14 minutes, took everything apart, put it back together, perfection.
What was the problem?
I don't understand what was wrong, but he also told me that we have done our thermostat wrong. One of the nice things about a young man who's in the business, he wants you to not have to call him as often. So what he did is he wrote down, so I can tell my darling Jane, this is where the thermostat should be. This is what should say auto. This should be on. This should be this. He wrote it all out for each of the thermostats because we have two. We're separated. There, you know, one for one half and one for the other half. So it's all perfect now. But I got to tell you, folks, when something happens, if you're anywhere north of Madison Street, all the way up to the North Shore, this guy is unreal. He will, if he can't get there as fast as this, he'll give you a time and he'll get there as close to that time as possible. He's just an amazing young man.
I love good customer service like that.
I was ecstatic and I was nice and warm. I could take my jacket off, take my hat off, and enjoy the rest of the day.
And I got to be more like you where you actually write these names down and who the person is so that you can, when the problem hits. It's there.
Right. Well, you have a problem finding your phone. So we went to a theater and he lost his phone last night.
I'm talking to Al. Next thing I know, I'm sitting down four rows, you know, four seats away. And I go, where's my phone so I can turn it off? And it's not around.
Yeah, they make the announcement. Turn off your phone. Well, Frank's fumbling all over the place because he can't find his phone. Well, okay, it was a very, very busy week. Mm-hmm. It was a great week.
We had some fun stuff this week. It was wonderful.
We ate a lot of food this week. Oh. We went to a restaurant, and here's a funny story again. Monday morning, we were supposed to be at a restaurant, and it's about 9 blocks away from Frank's house. So Frank goes into the computer on his car and says, here's where I want to go, and forgets to put the city that he was going to. So when you have something on Higgins Road goes
covers
through
a lot of different cities,
all the way to Dundee, Illinois. I mean, I think you're on Higgins. I think you might even go to Marengo. And so Frank, I look at my clock. I'm there at the restaurant. I'm saying, where's Frank? I sent him a thing. He says, oh, I'm real close. And then he was real close. He was in Rosemont.
Then he calls me. He goes, where are you? I go, I don't understand this. It keeps saying you're there, and I'm under an underpass in Rosemont on Higgins Road. And he goes, you are way far north.
Not even close, my friend. Not even close. But so we went to. He finally made it. He got there, and we were at 6348 West Higgins, which is right across the street from where Frank gets his car washed.
Every week I get my car washed, and when I go out the exit, it faces this wonderful restaurant that we went to.
All right, so. The website Around the Town Chicago is where 99% of the answers to any questions I have will be. if you go to that website, you will find that there is a story about this restaurant. And if you look and find, by looking at, you tell us the name of our server, we will send you to this restaurant. So all you got to do is call 773-763-9278. Tell us her name, and you get to go there for
breakfast. You know, it's amazing. There are so many restaurants now. They're only open for breakfast and brunch. They close like 2, 3 o'clock.
No, and lunch. It's not, you know, they're lunch and breakfast. Equals blunch.
Is it blunch? Because, you know, think about it. We had Saunders or the different places, like even in Wilmette. You know.
Well, there's a place called Brunch. Yeah. There's a few places
and
that are called
Brunch.
They're
all closed at 3. And this one, yeah, this, but this place, and I've been to a lot of them, the food here was magnificent.
Yeah, we had some unbelievable things. And their potatoes that they do, after we said, we'll just some french fries, well done, she said, no, I gotta bring you these. And she brought us some potatoes that were unbelievable. In fact, I took some home, and I said to Jane, do you want to try one? She said, well, I'll try one. I couldn't find the rest of them after I left the room.
See, you're the problem Jane's having.
I know. I'm her weight problem.
You are the weight problem.
I am the weight problem. So also this week, I went and took a ride out to Santa's Village. I was watching them do some of the construction and all the things that are going on. They are getting ready to open. Santa's Village will be opening on the 12th, which is Mother's Day. And they will be opening, and we will be, I think the water park parked, because they have the water park, but they have some new rides that are going to be opening this year. We'll tell you more about them very soon. And our friend, our little friend Tommaso.
Is he going to go there?
He's going to go there with a friend, I believe, and they're going to go experience Santa's Village for the first time and write a whole report, because my grandkids, the youngest one, is too old to do it anymore. Just too busy playing softball and basketball. So, but Santa's Village, for those who think that doesn't exist anymore, it does, and it's great, and it gets every year they add something special. They're doing a lot more things. They were doing a lot of construction. I got to meet with Lindsay, and Lindsay is running it, doing the great job that I thought she would, and I'm really happy to go back and just see the kids having a great time. That's
as long
a wonderful
as kids
thing.
Are having a good time. You know, I'm surprised, because you were up at Dundee, and we were just talking about it the other day, Carrie and I. Do you remember a famous place called the Milk Pail?
Of course, right down the street from Santa's Village.
And I said, let's go there. It's no longer a regular restaurant. It's now a banquet thing.
It only is for parties and private parties.
Yeah, so things do change when you haven't been there in 40 years.
Area has changed. And in East Dundee, you know, the big shopping center that's on Dundee, on Route 68, Spring Hill, I believe it's called, they're closing that up. It's another one of these malls that are going up.
We'll talk about it later.
We can talk about it right now if we want to. We can talk about what happened.
We went to a wonderful, what used to be a mall, is now a city. It's a city.
Hawthorne Mall has become a city. We were there. I was there last week and reported back about a restaurant. We talked about Perry's. Then this week, we got together to go there and do...
We filmed around the town, and we filmed Keeping in the Loop.
Keeping You in the Loop, which will be edited
It's on the last 7 minutes of the editing, so like I promised you tonight, it'll be ready. It's going to be uploaded.
So we will post that on Around the Town of Chicago, so you'll be able to take a look at it. It's about a half an hour.
About 22 minutes.
And we got to meet with one of their chefs, Chef Dan, who sat there, and we had this unbelievable experience of watching an expert carve a pork chop.
When he carved it, he made it look so simple, so easy, yet the same, this was a smaller version. The bigger version was we had for Easter at my house, Elle and we had all our family there, and I had the hardest time in life. I did not know there's a special way to carve a pork chop.
Yeah, well, you know, what he did is Frank put a piece of dynamite in there, lit it, and said, okay, explode and fly to everybody's plate, please. And all I want you to do is get on the plate.
The chef was phenomenal. He actually did a wonderful show. The food is absolutely phenomenal at this place, and I'm going to be going back. And if you're in that area, Hawthorne area, Let me tell you, yeah, go there
Route
for
60,
lunch.
Route 60 and Route 21 is just a little bit further north from Marriott. In fact, it is just a little bit west of where you would be if you went to the Citadel Theater.
Yeah.
It's right in, it's in a really good location. It stands by itself. They have valet parking. They have regular parking. You can, and the thing is that you can go there. Here's what I would tell you to do. They have something that nobody else has on Fridays. They have a Friday pork chop lunch.
Yes.
That is served until 5 o'clock. It is $19. It is this beautiful four-finger pork chop.
It's enough for two people,
yeah, and
honestly.
It comes with applesauce. It comes with potato. And it's really, really sensational. The way they prepare it, everything about it is
everything
great.
Everything they did, and even their wines. For us, they gave us this special Chardonnay. I found out it's only $10 a glass on Friday for lunch for the Chardonnay. You can go there and have a fantastic lunch. And the pork chop was to die for. It was just perfect.
And here's the beauty. You can go there closer to 5.
And have dinner.
And have your dinner. Make it, you know, call it the lunch where you buy it, but it's really going to be your dinner. And then you are 10 minutes away from the Citadel or 10 minutes away from going to Marriott, where Marriott is doing right now the Music Man.
Right.
And by the way, if you take a look at Around the Town of Chicago, you can read about the Music Man. The man who plays Harold Hill,
yes,
reminded me of a famous actor. So I mentioned the name of that famous actor. If you can call in at 773-763-9278, name that actor, and you get a pair of tickets.
I think Al was shocked that I figured it out right away, too.
Yeah, it took Frank a few days.
But, you know, but yeah, now that I have a new place to go to, this is a wonderful place. I'm really happy with Perry's. And, you know, there's three of them. There's the one out in Oak Brook that I'm used to that we...
Schaumburg.
The other one in Schaumburg. So I wish they would grow a little bit
more. They will. They grow the way they're supposed to grow. They make sure that everything is perfect. Everybody's trained properly. Remember, they got to build a building. They got to build a smokehouse.
You know what? For a soft opening that they just had, it was filled, but the staff, they are all with their little microphones on. They are sheer
perfection.
Absolutely. It was like being choreographed, the way they were moving back and forth. It was really phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But the whole area of Hawthorne, they built these brand new condos and homes that
What used to be Sears is gone, and what used to be Carson Berry Scott is now, I think, a medical building. but you can actually live at Hawthorne Mall, if we want to call it that. You can live there, work there, dine there, be entertained there. You don't even need a car because they have buses to take you around that will take you to some of the restaurants.
This is, I think, you know, they said, remember years ago, we're old enough to remember there was an exodus from the city in the 60s. Everybody wanted to move out to the suburbs. Then you got the people that moved back into the city. Now they're moving back out. And this is I could see living there. It was such a beautiful place to live. You know, true. You are a distance from everything else.
Well, not if you do everything there. If you work there and eat there and live there, you're home.
When I have my stroke and I'm retired, you can just put me there.
Okay, well. It's a wonderful, wonderful place.
I highly recommend it.
Here's Please the go. Thing. I'm going to give somebody a chance to win a Friday lunch. We talked about several plays over the last couple of weeks. One of them we talked about was a play that's at Theater Wit about a woman who falls in love with an inanimate object, which is a sign of an ice cream place. So tell me the name of the company that she falls in love with the sign of. If you call 773-763-9278, and the Perry's coupon that I have, the gift card that I have, it's good for a Friday. It is good for any of the Perry's. So you don't have to go to the Vernon Hills one, although I suggest it because it's beautiful. But you can go to either of the others and
Schaumburg
use it there,
or
too.
Oak Brook.
Okay, so 773-763-9278. We're going to talk a little bit later to Karen Conti, who has written a book called Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy. A lot of you young people may not remember or know the story of John Wayne Gacy. Some of you do and will remember that he was
He was a mass murderer.
And he lived right down the street from Frank.
He lived less than 5 minutes away. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, but you probably never drove there.
Never. No,
but you wouldn't have found it. Your system.
But you know, it was. You know, I can't wait till we get to talk to this lawyer, Karen. But she has a wonderful book. It's called Killing Time, and I read it. It was fast reading. It took me over a 3 day period. But I only do like an hour a day, hour and a half. So you know, Al's the type that'll sit and finish the book.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it because you get through and no disturbances. So we're going to get to that right after the break. That we do the break. So this week we also saw Guys and Dolls at Drury Lane.
Yes.
Brooklyn Laundry at Northlight, which was a
if you
unusual,
need laundry.
Just yeah, I think sitting in the audience, I was just telling the guys from out of Chicago was we were coming in, they were leaving the studio. I think I saw one of my shirts up on the very top rung.
They had at least several hundred pieces of laundry on hangers in plastic on the machine.
I think more than that. I think thousands. I think if you look at around the town of Chicago, if you look at the story and the review, there's pictures that have, you can see how high the levels are.
There's a back row of clothes, too.
It's unbelievable. And then we went to see a show called Baby at the Citadel Theater. I had just mentioned the Citadel. Baby is an unusual.
I've never seen it before. But the music was kind of similar to something I've heard in the past.
Well, you've heard some of the songs.
Okay.
I Want It All. That's been done in other things.
Okay.
And when the guys do their little number, and there's like three or four. I mentioned it in my review. There are several songs that have been done before. I saw the show the last time I saw it, I think was 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was at the theater building on Belmont.
That shows how long ago. Before it became 773.
No, this was called the theater building.
Yeah.
And then there was another, they did it at Marriott too in the round. So it was, in fact, the dedication, by the way, they did a really neat thing for the Music Man. They dedicated it to Bernie Yvonne.
They should have, because he was the Music Man.
Yeah, and he did play it there. Yeah. So, all right, we got somebody on the phone. Dottie?
Hi, Dottie.
Yep, this is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. How are you? Happy Sunday.
I'm good today. Thank you. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be my?
What answer do you have for us, Dottie?
I have the answer for the Music Man. It was Dick Van Dyke he reminded you of.
That is absolutely right. He did. He had all the movements. He was very, very flexible.
Very agile.
He bent ways that my body has never, ever tried. And will not.
But, it's a wonderful show.
Yeah.
And so I think you're going to...
And what they do on this stage, with the number of people that are on the stage, and do the dance numbers and choreography is absolutely an amazing, amazing thing. So we're going to send you there, okay? You're going to go see
the
show. So stay on the line. Devin will get your information, and we'll send you a certificate so you can make your arrangements. And it's a really neat thing that the Marriott does. You're going to get a certificate that's good for two. But if you have other people that want to join you, they will give you a discount on the additional people that want to go with you. So it's really, really a nice thing.
And now you know you can take that crowd if you decide to get more people and go to Perry's.
Right. Go to Perry's and have a great dinner.
Have a great dinner. Stay on the line.
Stay on the line. We'll take care of you. Okay. So we've got a few minutes to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about Guys and Dolls.
Yes.
In Guys and Dolls, I've done the show many times.
That's one of your favorite shows.
It's one of my favorites. I was Nathan Detroit. I played Angie the Ox. I played Harry the Horse. I did all these different roles, and I love doing the show, and I've directed it, and I've been in it, and it was one of the first professional things I did. When I went to work at music theater, I did the show we had a guy by the name of Ray Rayner, who is a well-known
Chicago man.
He played Nathan Detroit,
really?
And Sky Masterson was played by Tony Bennett, and I was Tony Bennett's driver. Okay, while he was here, I had an Oldsmobile convertible that they gave me to drive. It wasn't mine. And it was like, that's why I took the job, because I got to drive it.
It was probably an Olds 98.
Yeah, it was. And I drove him around, and then I had Genevieve, who a lot of people may remember from the Jack Parr show, the little French lady that was always on. And then Victor Jory, who was, he did The King and I. He was always a bad guy in movies. But it was my apprenticeship that I got to do all these things. So I fell in love with the show, being there every night, rehearsals, and helping everybody with their stuff. So I still love the show.
It's a fantastic show, you know, especially when they do the craps thing.
The craps in the sewer and the dice and Big Julie. But here's kind of a neat thing. One of the things that I've always said is that there's no such thing as a small part. In fact, there is a line in the Fantastics that says that. There's no such thing as a small part, only small actors.
Yes.
Okay. And there's a small part in this play. It's General Cartwright, who has only in two scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who played, I'm not going to say her name, because I don't have tickets to give away, but I've got some gifts to give away. So if you can call 773-763-9278, tell me the name of the actress who plays General Cartwright at the beautiful, 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 beautiful Drury Lane Theater that does Guys and Dolls. I will give you a gift, either a dinner or we'll send you somewhere. We'll make sure we take care of you, okay? That's the number for that.
That sounds, you know.
You didn't go to that one.
I'm supposed to be going this week because I was on call last Thursday.
Yes. And by the way, Frank, just so you know, tomorrow night, I know you wished everybody last week. Tomorrow night will start Passover.
Yes, I decided to do it early so I didn't forget.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. You're always late for things, so you decided you're going to make sure you're not late for this
Al
one.
Al knows me.
You're going to get it right. You're going to do it right. All right, I've got a gift for somebody who wants to go see something special. If someone wants to go to Special Gifts Theater and you're willing to go to Palatine, and you
it's
want to see a show
away.
Called Fame Junior on April 21st at 2 o'clock, which is next Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I believe it is. If you want to, a pass for two.
No, April 21st is today.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought so.
Forget about that. I'm not going to give it away.
You're not going anywhere.
You're not going to. Well, you could make it.
What time does it start?
2 o'clock.
If you can get there in 30 minutes, we'll figure out
a way to get it to you. I'll make sure you get it. Cal, if you want to go, 773-763-9278, during the break, we'll get you there, okay?
Yeah,
we'll
make sure you go. If you live in that Palatine area,
I just realized when the tickets were.
We will just text it to you. A picture of it so you can use it.
We'll get it. I'll make a phone call and have your name at the switchboard. We'll get it done for you.
So
okay?
Call us in 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay. So before we take a break, we got somebody on the line. John is on the line. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes. Hi. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, having a beautiful day in Chicago, aren't we?
We are. So you have an answer on General Cartwright for us.
I surely do, but I heard the last split second you said something about you don't have tickets. I was hoping because I love the play Guys and Dolls, but it's Heidi Kitterling. She's the one that plays the General Cartwright.
That is, and she is phenomenal. I tell you, the audience, everything she did was like sheer perfection.
Yes, and you can't call it a small minor role because she's a big, big time actress.
But it is a small role. She's only in two scenes.
It's amazing.
And she's been around.
Yeah, but she owns these scenes. When she's on the stage, it's all her. She's just that good. But she doesn't steal the scene from anybody. She just owns it. She's that good. So what area do you live in, John?
Is she on the stage when the Sarah character is on also?
Oh yeah, yeah, she's on with Sarah's on. They have the mission scene. They have a discussion. Right. You know, we're going to save the mission. We're going to close the mission, and then they have the whole big thing with sit down. You're rocking the boat. Sit down. You're rocking the boat.
There you go.
As you can tell, Al's been in this show several times because he knows all the lines
of every character. You're right. So, John, what area do you live in?
There you go. I'm on the southwest side.
You're on the southwest side. Okay, so I'm going to send you two things, all right? I'm going to send you to a restaurant on the south side, okay, that's a great one called the Polo Inn, which is over in Bridgeport.
Where's it at?
It's in Bridgeport, over by White Sox Park.
The Polo Cafe, yes, I've seen it before.
Okay, we're going to send you there.
This time you're going to eat in there.
And we're going to send you to Perry's, too, so you can go to the one in Oak Brook if you want.
That's cool. Whatever you can work out, I appreciate it.
You got it, my friend.
These are great tickets.
Yeah, so stay on the line, and we're going to make sure that you get some, you know, instead of feeding Jane, I'll feed you. Oh, you know what else I'll do? I got another place for you, too. I'm going to send you more, okay? Because I feel bad that we didn't have tickets for the theater. So I'm going to send you to, you have a choice. You can use this, it's a concert ticket for two. You can use it at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles or the Des Plaines Theater in Des Plaines, okay?
Piccata souns fantastic.
Oh,
you got it, man.
They actually have some good shows coming up next week.
And they just had, you know what they had last week? Last week they had the boxing thing that was Yeah, the championship boxing.
They do
the
a
Italian,
lot.
We should have been there. It's Italian.
Are you guys part of the show, the boxers?
Oh, no, it's not a show. It's real boxing. And when I went to the one in Des Plaines, so they brought in a heavyweight boxer who, and they actually set up a ring and did the entire, every mafia person was there. So I'm sure, sure at the Acardia, they're going to have even more.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time. I promise you that. Okay?
You're going to have a great time.
As they say in Guys and Dolls, I promise you that. I promise you this. I promise you everything under the sun.
So don't hang up. We got some great gifts for you.
All right,
Hopefully, Ron Onesti might be there. I'll say hi.
Say very good.
He's a cool guy.
Okay,
we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Karen Conti from the. She's a lawyer in Chicago, but this is more about. This is not about. And she's also on the
radio.
She's
a professor. She's a radio host.
Yeah,
she's an author.
She does it all.
She's doing it all.
All right, yeah, we're going to talk to her and find out more. Talk to you. Busy at work? Busy with kids? Have no time to cook? Or maybe you're tired of planning different meals for each family member. Tired of expensive delivery companies that require membership. The answer is here. The answer is Meal Village. Meal Village, Chicagoland's fresh and local meal delivery service, delivers ready-to-eat meals direct from their local cloud kitchen to your home. Heat and eat in 3 minutes. Meal Village cooks prepared meals from scratch and delivers to over 80 communities around Chicago. There's something for everyone. Entrees, kids' meals, soups, salads, desserts, and even breakfasts. It's easy to order. From their website, www.mealvillage.com, by downloading the Meal Village app to your mobile device, or if you prefer, call 1-888-610-2232. Their friendly and local customer service reps will guide you through placing your order. Meal Village, fresh, local, delivered. We all know Jake on the State Farm commercials. You know, the young man in the red knit shirt and khaki pants. Have you ever seen him? Well, in reality, Jake is any agent for State Farm. They care about you and your family. Their job is to find the best program for your car, home, and life. They are all Jake, and my Jake is Dan De La Cruz, with offices in Villa Park at 100 East Roosevelt Road, 630-516-0092, and 7900 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, 847-324-9595. I have watched Dan grow his agency over the years, and in my opinion, he's the true representation of State Farm's Jake. If you need someone to look at your coverage, show you the best program that dollar for dollar will do what's best for your family, call my Jake, Dan De La Cruz, at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. Looking for a car? Trying to keep your costs down. But let me tell you about a dealer that will give you a fair price and a car that will deliver what you need. Reliability. Eric Nelson has been serving the Chicago area for over 15 years, growing from a little car lot to a huge dealership selling high-quality used cars and doing solid repairs and bodywork. My family has been a customer for the past 7 years, where we've seen just how amazing this dealership is. There's a dealership where the consumer can speak to the owner. That's right. The owner's cell number is right on the website, www.heycars.com. I can tell you from our experience that shopping at Nelson is as easy as pie. Take a look at the site. Drive over to 333 Rand Road in Mount Prospect. You'll be glad you did as you drive home with no more worries about your transportation. Call 847-439-2277 or call Eric direct, 888-978-1616. Again, the website, heyheycars.com. Having computer problems? Let's face it, we all hit snags in working our magic. So when this happens, call the experts at Liberty Computer Center. They have been serving the Chicagoland area for over 40 years, assisting small businesses, healthcare providers, schools, attorneys, and yes, even your host on this show. They made my problems disappear quickly and affordable. We know that we rely on our computers, so why not have an IT specialist at your ready? Call Liberty Computer Center, 847-824-7050. That's 847-824-7050, and relax, your problems will be solved.
This is Paul Lisnick, and you are listening to Around the Town Chicago.
And we are back. Paul's in New York, and they went to a Broadway show.
Which one is it?
It's something with elephants, and somebody, you know, Paul always has to steal something to take home. They said one of the elephants is missing.
I wonder if they put him in the front seat also.
I don't know. We'll find out when we talk to him. But before, I want to tell people, if you want to try Meal Village, all you got to do is go www.mealvillage.com, put in your zip code. If they deliver to your area, if you did, that means you could look at their menu and kind of take a look. Call 773-763-9278. Just tell Devin you're hungry, and they will contact you, and they will take care of you so you can try something. I think if what you find, we just had a couple of great meals this week because we had to rush around for all the plays. And besides eating all this food at all these restaurants, we ate some wonderful Meal Villages. We had all kinds of stuff.
I don't understand where you're you don't put the weight on.
I give it to you.
I know.
It's my gift to you. Okay, let's go to Karen. Karen, you're on the air with us. How are you,
Karen?
Good to hear from both of you.
Yeah, well, Frank finally read the book.
It took me a week because I only can use so many hours each day to read, but I found your book fascinating. I actually took notes, and Elle said, what are all these notes? I go, these are notes from just reading the book and stuff, but I'm not going to ask you all those questions.
We only have about 10 minutes for the segment, Frankie. Frank can move in with you.
But I'm old enough to remember this whole thing, and Elle just...
I'm older, like, so of course...
Elle's older, so he remembers it. But and I only lived less than 5 minutes away from where he was, so I remember all that. But here's a good question for you. Tell us about the book. It's all about John Wayne Gacy and your interactions with
him. Well, her representation. So how did it come to be that you were representing this man after he had already been on death row?
Yeah, it was kind of a fluke. So when the crimes were committed, I just have to make sure, and your listeners don't think I'm as old as I sound. No. But when I was just in high school, when
you were a young girl.
Crimes were being committed.
You were a young girl.
I was a young girl. So, you know, I remember that I was a senior in high school and all the bodies were being taken out. And then he was convicted and sentenced to death. And then flash ahead 14 years, I'm now graduated from college. I graduated from law school and I've been a lawyer just for a few years. And Gacy's people call us. We had argued, my law partner and I had argued before the Supreme Court on a First Amendment case. And Gacy had been sued by the prison on an issue that involved the First Amendment, doing his ugly paintings in his cell. And he wanted to talk to us. Now, we had no intention of representing him in something as frivolous as a civil suit when he had an execution date set. But I couldn't get over my curiosity, which was to drive down to that prison and look evil in the eye. And when we did, and we sat with him, we decided we really wanted to represent him in the death row appeal.
That was the part that got me, because originally you were going after the civil suit, which dealt with him, those paintings that he was doing, and...
Because you're not allowed to make any profit, right?
But I thought under the Son of Sam law, I thought there's...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so the SAM laws, I think a lot of people have a misperception that that means you can't profit from your crimes. Those laws were largely stricken down because even criminals and defendants in prison have a right to express themselves. So that's not the case. But Illinois has a way to end run that. And what they say is that if you're making money in prison, if you've got an income stream or assets, then the prison can sue you for the room and board that it costs to keep you. And that's exactly what the state of Illinois did to Gacy.
God, that makes sense. That's because it just amazes me that someone can make a profit from what they're doing, except because you had all these people that have families that are getting nothing out of this. And then I read in the book, yeah, you kept a couple. He gave you a painting as a birthday gift.
Yeah, I have three of them, unfortunately, for me. You know, they are really ugly. There's nothing you can do with them. You know, I can't bring myself to make money on them by selling them because there is a market for them. I'm certainly not going to put them up in my house, and I don't even really like having them face down on my floor because they just, you know, it's got to have some little bad karma there, but... So I still have them, though.
So have you thought maybe donating it to some charity, let them raise the money and use that money?
I wonder what charity would want them. That's the thing.
Well, if they can sell it and get the money.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
And if you have a charity,
idea,
let us
actually.
Know.
because then, you know, you get into this, how people were evil to you because you're representing a killer and you're, but I know you're a lawyer. That's your job, you know. And, but I thought maybe in the book you would change my mind on the way I feel with the death penalty. And, but, you know, I understand your point of view completely because I'm pro-choice, but I'm also being in the medical field. I see how people suffer, and that's why I'm into euthanasia and death with dignity. But at the same time, I also believe in the death punishment, but I don't believe in it like it's been right now. It's, you know, you give it to a person who commits a single crime. No, but for a mass murder, I understand why we would do something like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to change anyone's mind, and that's not really the purpose of my book, because those kinds of issues, what you just described, those issues, these are issues that we have deep-seated feelings about. And even though I think the death penalty has fallen out of favor greatly in the last maybe 10 years, I think it's at an all-time low in public opinion favoring. And I think that our young generation just doesn't have the stomach for this kind of thing. And you can see all the states, even Virginia, which was a big state for death penalty, has abolished it. So, and Illinois, of course, has abolished it since 2011. But, you know, it's one of those topics that people feel strongly about. I mean, I feel like if it deterred crime in any way, I might even rethink my opinion. But it just doesn't deter, and it doesn't do anything other than execute wrongfully convicted people sometimes.
Could it be that it's not a deterrent because it takes so long? Here's the thing, Gacy didn't take that. Explain this to me. How does someone get arrested in December, have a trial in March, and a conviction in April, June, in 7 months in Cook County? I mean, our last alderman got 3 years before they even got into a courtroom. How does this work?
He was political.
Oh, is
I think that the wheels of justice moved swiftly for John Wayne Gacy. I mean, at the time, he was the most prolific serial killer ever in the history of the country. So they wanted him dead. And the same thing happened with the appeal process. I mean, we were just attacking the execution. We weren't obviously trying to say that he was innocent or get him out of jail. It was really just to stop the execution. And we frankly had some decent arguments. And of course, no one was going to listen to those arguments because it was Gacy. There was a Gacy exception for everything. And, you know, a lot of our judges, our state judges are, as you know, elected, and there was nobody who was going to rule in his favor if they wanted to see to be retained or to be elected in the future. So, you know, it was one of those cases that was really hopeless.
And you're one of the first, and give me, I might be wrong, are you one of the first women lawyer to actually argue in front of the Supreme Court?
No. Uh-oh. That's not the case at all. Very few women argued before the Supreme Court when I was there in the 1990s. And now there are more and more women arguing. Yeah. But the day that I argued, which was the first Monday in October, which is supposedly the most important cases are heard that day, I was the only female in the morning and the afternoon cases. And that wasn't uncommon at the time, because like I said, women just didn't make it to the Supreme Court during that time period.
Yeah, because I read about that little incident you had with Sandra Day O'Connor, you know, and so that's what you brought up on your first time in the Supreme Court. And I'm going, that must have been a shock to have it to have happened. But
yeah, to fill in the listeners, just, you know, I was talking a little bit about my career, and, you know, the book's about Gacy, of course, and my relationship with him, but it was also about my career and some of the things that have happened, and just not to go into it in great detail, but I was in front of the Supreme Court, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, Sandra Day O'Connor looks at me and stares at me, and she gets her marshal to come over and ask me if I'm really a member of the Supreme Court bar. Well, of course there was. I had to apply. I had to show two IDs. My name was engraved in the booklet for the argument, and she singled me out. Why did she single me out? There's no question that it was because I was a woman.
Right.
So, you know, and even that happened. A woman who I respect and who was obviously the first woman ever on the Supreme Court also questioned my credibility.
Now, do you put your success then because of John Wayne Gacy? I mean, think about it. You're a professor. You're a talk show host. You're an author. I mean, you got a successful practice. I mean, is he the reason behind it?
Well, that's interesting because I can really kind of tag everything good that's happened to me based upon my representing Gacy. And I'm not going to say Gacy made me a success. I think that when you take on a high profile case like this as a lawyer, the spotlight is on you. And come up to the task and you conduct yourself well and you're articulate and you're prepared and you do it with dignity, then I think that speaks well of you. And that's why I took one death penalty case. I lost a death penalty case. And the dean of a very, very prominent law school asked me to be a dean, to be a professor.
Yeah.
So how does that make sense? As I say in my book, it's like asking.
Yeah, what it makes sense is that now you're high profile. If you think back, you know, we just recently, O.J. Passed away. And look at the lawyers who were involved with him and what happened to their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, and in both sides, and, you know, when you're high profile and people are reading about you and seeing you on the news, and this is a constant thing, then your name becomes something, and you become like a trademark.
Right.
You know, it's like, Carrie Condi, she's the best. You know, and that's how they would talk about you, and people did talk about you. And that
it makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. But it's happened over the years. I mean, the F. Lee Baileys of the world and the Alan Dershowitzes, they take on these tough cases, they lose most of them, and people put them on a pedestal. And I'm not saying they're bad lawyers, and I'm not even saying they're good lawyers. I'm just saying they become the sought-out attorney just because of their association with
these bad people.
It's a stepping stone.
Yep.
I have to admit, this is a really great book. And Al knows I'm not a big reader. I have a library in my house, but it's more for show.
It's just for dusting.
I loved your book.
Okay, so tell people how to get the book. Where can they find this book?
You go to Amazon, and when you're buying your toilet paper and everything else, you can buy my book. It's called Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy, Defending America's Most Evil Serial Killer on Death Row. And then you can go to my website and sign up. We have all kinds of fun book signing parties and webinars. And I do book clubs remotely, and I'm doing some library engagements. And that website is KarenConti.com.
Oh, Karen, good. I thank you for joining
this
us
way
today.
I can get my book signed by
thank you.
And I'm going to have to find a way to bring you a coffee mug that says Around the Town of Chicago and one of Frank's famous pens. He'll let go of it. But we're going to get these coveted things to you,
I'll look up one of your signings, and I'll bring everything.
And we'll bring it with you, okay?
That sounds wonderful.
Right.
Thank you guys for having me.
Have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, it was an excellent book. I'm glad you made me read it.
Well, I'm glad I made you read it, too. And it's kind of a thing. I remember the night that they were digging up all these bodies. Mm-hmm. That was right on Christmas.
December 22nd.
Yeah, we were doing our prep thing for our men's club Christmas thing where we feed the fire stations and the police stations, and we do that for a couple of days, getting everything prepped. And during those couple of days, you just kept digging more and more. Then Christmas Eve, they were still finding them.
They were still. Now, luckily, I just got home 3 months prior to this, because I was living in Europe three years before this. And when I get home, this is the Christmas present, you know, that we
get. Well, yeah, you just could have walked over and taken a look. All right, so let's see. We talked about John Manchin. I talked to Windy City Sweets.
Yes.
And we're going to do this thing without Chicago. We're going to do the ice cream deal, and we're going to start doing the ice cream on Memorial Day weekend. We'll figure out an exact time. All four of us will go to Windy City Sweets over on Broadway at 3308 North Broadway. We will all select our flavor. We can taste as many as you want, and then find the flavor that's the Frank Mechin flavor. And
sure
I'll find my flavor.
Tiny spoons.
And, so right, and then we'll take a picture of each of us with our flavor. We will post it. People will then be able to go in and try the ice cream, buy the ice cream, and John will make a donation to the Special Gifts Theater in their honor.
I think it's a good cause, and I think it's going to be a fun thing.
Yeah, after seeing, last week I went to a Special Gifts, I went to one of their productions, and it's just so much fun to watch how these young people are doing their job, and they're performing and putting on a play. And, remember Mickey Rooney said, let's put on a play? Well, they do. And their parents and the grandparents and their friends, all the look on their faces is just wonderful. All right, let's talk about Baby at the Citadel.
Let's talk about Baby.
All right, so did you like it?
I liked it. You know what? The music was clever. It kept me tapping my feet.
Oh,
I love the fact that it goes into all three aspects, each parent. It's, of course, the answer, the question is, three women get pregnant, and then there's three different outcomes.
Well, here's the thing. There's three different age groups.
And that's the other thing, too. You have a team.
And three different situations. You got a married couple with three grown daughters who are, sort of they're empty nesters at this point, thinking of selling their house and going to a small apartment. Then you have a couple who's
been trying.
Who tried and tried and tried and tried. And then you have a couple who, just by fluke, and they're, she doesn't want to get married.
They're both in college.
Yeah, they're both in college. And he's a musician. He's looking to sow his oats and become a superstar. And all of them, at the same time, get pregnant. What happens during the course of this almost 2.5-hour show with delightful music, it's a six actors that make the primary thing. And then there's some ensemble members who, I got to tell you, do a lot of work. And they're on, they're off, they change characters, they change costumes.
It's like everybody had a major, the major six, but all the other four, it's 10 people in this cast, all did phenomenal work. And they really were, I loved the set. It worked so well in that theater.
Yeah,
and
it's an I've seen the play before, like I said earlier, and I've seen the play at a large scale, much larger, or I've seen it in the round where they had hardly anything. But I think they did a really, really good job. I think this is a slick production.
A clever set, the way it changed. It didn't even bother you. The light just changed. I mean, everything went so fast. But if you do go, ask to sit in row C center.
Why, Frank has a nameplate. If you're in row A, there's a seat that has our name on it. So, okay, so it's what's really cool about it is that all the stories are real.
Yes.
You can feel them. You can understand what's going on with each couple, how they react, how they feel, what the emotions are. And then you have what looks like a very happy ending, which is always nice. But it's the story goes on, and there's a young lady who plays Lizzie. Okay. And I had never seen her before. I don't know if she's done a lot of work.
She played the young girl from college.
Yeah. But here's the thing about Lizzie. She has evidently been trained at performers school.
She had to be. She had such a great voice.
Well, look who was sitting in the audience in front of us. Okay. The lady that runs the performer school, which my granddaughter goes to.
Not too far away.
Stacey Fletcher was sitting right a couple rows in front of us.
Stacey, we're saying hi to you.
Okay, so if you can tell me the young lady's name who plays Lizzie.
Okay.
And you can find it at Around the Town of Chicago. I've got a pair of tickets for you to go see the show. And because it's at the Citadel and it's really, really close to Perry's in Vernon Hills, we'll send you to Vernon Hills, too, so you get a double whammy on this one.
This,
okay?
This is a great one just to talk to.
773-763-9278, and you get them both. We got
and you know what?
7 minutes.
This is the Citadel, and the Citadel just put out their 24-25 season, and they've got some great shows. Two of them I never heard of.
How do you know they're great then?
But
because the Citadel will make them great.
Because they got Dames at Sea and a Jukebox for Algonquin. But the others, you know.
What are the others? Tell the people what the others are.
Their first one is The Cottage, which is straight from Broadway. This was just on Broadway a year ago. And then they got Dames at Sea, and then they have INU, which is written by Lauren Ungunderson. And this is another story. It's a nice little playwright story. And then they have A Jukebox in Algonquin, which deals with a senior citizen center, which is probably where I'm going to be someday real soon.
Someday. I thought it was yesterday morning.
But you know what? The Citadel has, they redid their theater. They have great seats. They're comfortable. They give you plenty of room. It's intimate, nice, and they only charge $2 for a candy bar.
That's right. And Frank will tell you that a bottle of water, same thing. Here's the thing. It's not a fancy place. It's down home. It's free parking. It's easy to get to there. And the nice thing is that it is an intimate small theater where you can see everything. There is no problem with anybody blocking your view of what's going on the stage.
There's no bad seats. And the nice thing is, I wish they would do a way that you can clap to the musicians because they were in the back. They were in the back, but you never get to see them.
Well, the problem is when you have a very small theater like this, you have to put the musicians. Listen, we went to see the Mercury Theater, and it has a blockbuster production of the Jersey Boys.
Where did they stick them? Way
they're
up high?
Upstairs? Yeah, they're upstairs. Yeah. In fact, they might be in a different building somewhere.
I actually went to a show in Chicago, in the Edgewater area, little tiny theater next to a little pizza place that you went to by the L stop. The musicians were in the building next door.
You got to do what you got to do. You only have so much space to work with. So you got to do it. You got to do it. So hopefully somebody will call and get those tickets. I want to make sure somebody goes to see that show and has something to eat. Brooklyn Laundry is just opened up. It's only a 75-minute play.
Okay, you can't go wrong with 75 minutes.
75 minutes, but really well acted. The people in the show, you got Sandra Delgado. I mean, they're all really good.
The two main characters really know what they're doing, and they really get to you, and they're so believable, you know.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you kind of fall in love with them, and they fall in love, and it's a kind of an awkward thing. It's a love-hate relationship. You know what goes on in the world today with people who meet somebody, and they think this is going to be the perfect person for them, and then something happens in their life, and it kind of changes, but it goes back and forth in such a way that you feel good about it. You do. It's a very happy ending.
I love the set. I love, you know what, they even had those Brooklyn accents down just right, you know, when she's arguing and stuff. You can hear that New Yorker.
Well, they were New Yorkers. If you're going to be a New Yorker, you got to talk like a New Yorker. Otherwise, it doesn't mean any good. Pearl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. We're waiting for your call. What can we do for you?
What can you do? What answer do you have for us?
You wanted to know who played Lizzie?
Yes.
It's Madison Jesse Richter.
You've got it. Okay, so stay on the line. Give Devin your information. We're going to send you tickets to go see the show, and we're going to send you a Friday pork chop at Perry's. Okay.
At Perry's. You'll love it.
Oh my gosh! Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Don't hang up.
Okay, don't hang up. Okay. Make sure we get that information. Okay, great.
No one still figured out where we went to for our breakfast.
Right, and our lady's name and my cap. If you look at my cap, the answer is right on it.
Everything's
and you can look up
it.
You can look up the restaurant. You can see it all and tell us.
We're
going
to tell you the name at the end of this before the show ends. But this is a great place to go for breakfast.
Or lunch.
Their creme brulee French toast was, what did you bring home? You brought home the Eggs Benedict.
It was not just Eggs Benedict, it was a salmon, so it was like lox on an Eggs Benedict that was like really, really good there. And I brought home potatoes. And I didn't get to eat most of it because Jane got it.
But we had the French with the pancakes. They had buttermilk pancakes that were excellent. I mean, there was a lot of food that we had.
Well, if you notice, the guy sitting next to us, the people came and they saw what we had, and they ordered it.
We had a couple next. Yeah, they were right across
from Northwestern University.
A professor from Northwestern and his wife was a teacher at... Al and I went to ETHS.
ETHS, we will fight for you, for the right to do anything for you.
And so how often does something like that happen, where you just walk into a place have dinner, and the people next to you are, you know, close to your alma mater and stuff like that?
Yeah, and then they said right away, what is that? We told them, and they said, okay, that's what we're ordering.
And that's exactly what they ordered.
And it's just a fun place.
And the nice thing about this place, which... everybody should know, is they have an alcohol license,
right,
which means they serve Bloody Marys and mimosas.
They have it all. Mimosas, they have it all.
They make their own desserts. Everything looked wonderful. I told some people, and someone actually came back and actually went just for the dessert and coffee because they got out of work at noon. They went, and they said it was wonderful.
All right. So we got, who do we got online? Tom?
Tom, hello.
How are you, Tom?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What can we do for you? What do you have for us? What answer?
I have Sweet Cafe.
Very good.
All right.
Oh, he's coughing.
No coughing.
Don't cough.
We have a cough button. It doesn't work at your house. Okay. Cough button only works here.
Yeah, we have a button in front of us
Although, I'll tell you something. This station, if possible, doesn't work. Watch Paul. Paul's like, what?
Boy, we don't have a cough button anymore. Does this button really work? Guess what?
We're running out of time.
Don't hang up.
I'll take that call, too. Already, stay on the line.
Okay.
Jan?